Okay. So you are asking that when our loved ones suffer, we suffer. So where is the freedom in that? The freedom does not necessarily mean being free from suffering. Freedom actually means being free for doing that which is important for us. That means whenever we have to work for some higher cause, then that involves accepting some amount of suffering. But we have that higher cause which inspires us. So when we love someone, now it depends on what is the reason for which they are suffering. But our goal is not simply to avoid suffering. As I said, when a mother, she's taking care of a baby, she has to wake up late at night. That's not a pleasant thing to do for her. She might be tired, she wants a rest. But she wakes up. But in taking care of the baby, there is a deeper fulfillment over there. So like that, if we go through life simply thinking about how I can avoid suffering, then we are underutilizing our potential. Our goal in life is to make a positive contribution. Ultimately, to make a spiritual connection with Krishna so that we can attain eternal happiness and love with Him. So, in the process of moving towards that destination, we will go through ups and downs. And if we take that suffering that we go through while doing our duties, while being in our commitments, then that will also purify us. Now, the problem comes when our attachment to our loved ones becomes disproportionate. That means, in the Mahabharata, the example of Dhritarashtra's attachment to Duryodhana is there. Dhritarashtra, he was the king, he was blind, and he was blindly attached to his son. And so he lost sight of right and wrong, of dharma and adharma. And he condoned adharma, he got himself entangled in adharma by that attachment. So when a particular relationship blinds us so much that we lose perspective of right and wrong, of dharma and adharma, then that relationship is a problem from the perspective of our spiritual growth. But otherwise, even if there is some suffering because our loved one is suffering, you know that through that we are all getting purified. If we accept it in spiritual consciousness, if we pray to Krishna for help, if we go deeper in our relationship with Krishna. See, when a loved one is suffering, naturally we are also suffering at that time. But if they see us suffering, that will increase their suffering. We are meant to be a source of strength for them at that time. And for that, we need to go deeper into our connection with Krishna. So if we connect with Krishna and we experience shelter in our connection with Him, then we can give shelter to others. If somebody is sick and they see that we are so troubled by their sickness, then that burdens them further. If they see we are actually coping with it, not that we are heartless and uncaring for them, but that at least we are not on the verge of breaking down because of that, then that makes them reassured. That decreases one burden on them. So our spirituality can actually help us to help others, help our loved ones when they are going through difficult times. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Please, yeah.
A little technical.
Yeah.
Like the 8 points of yoga, Ashtanga yoga,
yeah.
Leading to Samadhi.
Yeah.
And Bhakti.